A couple proposals sought to expand the boundaries of king and tanner crab fishing areas into federal waters beyond 3 miles offshore. Kathy Hansen, executive director of the Southeast Alaska Fishermen's Alliance, said other crab fisheries were not limited to 3 miles from shore.
This would just bring us consistent with the rest of the state and possibly give somebody an opportunity to try something a little different.
With no federal management plan in place for crab stocks in those waters, the state can manage fisheries there instead. The board approved that change with no one opposing it, and that opened the door for several other proposals. Some were proposals to change Southeast's red king crab fishery. That opened in 2017 for the first time in 6 years. The commercial fishery is only open when fishery managers determine there's a guideline harvest level of at least 200,000 pounds. This proposal and others sought some fishing opportunity when that minimum GHL is not reached. In those years of low abundance, crabbers wanted to create an exploratory fishery in the nearshore waters of southern Southeast, along with the offshore waters. Yancey Nielsen of Petersburg was one of the four who signed on to that proposal.
And we're just looking to kind of do what was done before with an experimental fishery. And I know there were some problems with it before, but we'd just like a chance again.
The board amended the proposal to allow for commissioner's permits for king crab in waters from 3 miles to 200 miles offshore, but did not include the nearshore waters of the southern panhandle. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game could issue such a permit, but could require set seasons, pot limits, onboard observers, and catch reporting. Here's Scott Kelly, Director of Fish and Game's Division of Commercial Fisheries.
This is very analogous to what you did in the Prince William Sound tanner crab fishery. You know, recall that you adopted similar language to fish out the outer part of Prince William Sound for tanner crab under very similar, if not identical, stipulations.
Board member Alan Kane of Anchorage said he'd support the potential new fishing opportunity.
However, I just want to state I do get nervous when other fisheries are closed, the regular commercial fishery is closed, to send folks off into areas with very little other vessel traffic in it. There is a potential for abuse, which makes me nervous, but hearing what I've heard, I'm going to support this.
The board was unanimous in supporting that commissioner's permit for offshore king crab. Another proposal sought an equal share fishery for red king crab when the GHL is between 50,000 and 200,000 pounds. That would mean dividing the target harvest evenly between all the permit holders. The Petersburg Vessel Owners Association sought that change. Executive Director Megan O'Neill explained.
The price of king crab keeps rising, and we get red king crab seasons about once every 6 years right now. We're looking to be able to capitalize on lower years of abundance. This season, I think the lowest price was $10.50 a pound. They're just a really valuable crab.
Fish and Game staff opposed the change and said it would likely result in overfishing of king crab stocks, and board member Robert Ruffner of Soldotna agreed.
I clearly understand the desire to provide some opportunity and have some crab on the market, but I just don't see chasing down lower GHLs given our track record with shellfish, so I'm not going to be in support of this.
The vote was 6-0 against the equal share fishery for red king crab, with board chair John Jensen sitting out that vote. Likewise, the board also unanimously voted down a proposal to change the tanner crab fishery to an equal share fishery. However, the board did make a change to allow exploratory fishing for 2 weeks in the offshore waters for tanner crab. That would happen after the opening in both the most popular core areas and the less fished non-core areas. Fleet members and seafood processors sought additional tanner fishing opportunity in some parts of the inshore waters of Southeast, but that did not pass as part of the proposal. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.